Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gaurav Jasati. Polling has concluded peacefully for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and the Union Territory of Puducherry. Voters yesterday cast their votes for the 126 seats in Assam, 140 seats in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry. In Assam, 85.40% polling was recorded. In Kerala, 78.05% voter turnout was recorded. In the Union Territory of Puducherry, 89.83% voting was recorded. In the by-elections held in Bagalkot in Karnataka, 68.70% voting turnout was recorded. In Nagaland's Koridang Assembly constituency in Mogokchun district, the polling percentage stood at 82.21%. In Tripura's Dharmanagar seat, 80.404% voting was recorded. Counting of votes will take place on the 4th of next month. Following the successful completion of polling for the by-election to the 28th Koridang Assembly constituency with 82.21% voter turnout across 30 polling stations yesterday, the EVMs and VVPads have been securely stored in strong rooms. According to the Chief Electoral Officer Nagaland, the strong rooms are under strict Election Commission protocols, including videography, presence of candidates, representatives and observers, two-tier armed security and 24/7 CCTV monitoring. Reserve machines were stored separately. Candidates have been informed to monitor security arrangements with access to CCTV displays. She said that the strong rooms will be opened on counting day in the presence of candidates, representatives and observers under videography. The Nagaland Adoption Awareness Program on promoting non-institutionalized rehabilitation of Divyang children was held in Kohima on Wednesday with participation from stakeholders across all 17 districts. Speaking on the occasion, Additional Director of Social Welfare, T. Ao Akum Longcha, emphasized recognizing abilities over limitations and called for compassionate, responsible adoption, while Secretary Yongching Kumla stressed that social attitudes remain the biggest barrier and urged greater awareness on and empathy. We have a report.
Organized by State Adoption Resource Agency, SARA, under Mission Vatsalya, the program focused on inclusive adoption and family-based care for children with special needs. A short film, Not Perfect But Precious, highlighted acceptance and the importance of family care. Officials also reviewed district-level scenarios, challenges and best practices, stressing stronger community-based rehabilitation and coordination. Onalu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
During the technical session, junior professional of CARA Ritu Rani Bankur explained Adoption Regulations 2022, addressing legal procedures, safeguards and common concerns of adoptive parents. India has recorded its highest ever annual solar capacity addition of around 45 gigawatt in the financial year 2025-26. In a social media post, Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy Pradhad Joshi said that this achievement reflects India's unwavering commitment to energy security, sustainable development and the vision of a Viksit Bharat. Mr. Joshi said that Rajasthan, Gujarat and Maharashtra have led this extraordinary growth powering India's transition towards a cleaner, greener and more self-reliant future. Join Secretary in the Department of Pharmaceuticals, Satya Prakash TL, yesterday said the concerned departments are working in close coordination to ensure uninterrupted supply of essential pharma inputs in the country. During an interministerial briefing in New Delhi on the West Asia crisis, Mr. Satya Prakash said that global supply chains of pharma inputs have been disrupted due to the crisis.
There is no major increase in sales prices of drugs and pharmaceuticals. In order to support pharma industry and to maintain the availability of inputs, feedstocks and also APIs, Department of Revenue through notification dated 1st April 2026 has slashed custom duties of 40 various petrochemical products to zero.
The Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has said that India is progressing towards domain jointness as was seen during Operation Sindoor. He was speaking in Bengaluru today as part of the Ran Samvat Tri-Services Forum on Multi-Domain Operations. He emphasized that the three wings of the Army, Air Force and Navy are moving towards domain integration and fusion when cybersecurity, space applications and information campaigns are part of one theater command. And Indian women's team delivered a historic performance at the Asian Boxing Championships 2026, finishing on top of the medal chart with a total of 10 medals, including 4 gold, 2 silver and 4 bronze in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. India will be looking to finish the tournament strongly today with 2 men boxers in the finals. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.